This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Yeah, a bit of contraband to start off the show on a Thursday morning. Have to get your Simply Red kind of bit in. Sneaking it in while he's away. Music director here at Classic Hits there, making sure they'll probably be back-to-back Simply Red to try and make up for all the times that PJ refuses to play it.
I don't know what his big issue is with Simply Red. That's a boppy little number there now to get you going.
Here you go, Simply Red. Something got me started on this Thursday, getting us started. Thursday, Friday's Eve, of course, is the way we prefer to think about it. Touching distance of the weekend. Welcome along, folks. Good to have you with us. As you can hear, Magic Mike is in with us again today. PJ still filming for the next day or two, and then back in action with us on Monday. That's the plan. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. Get us, as always, on WhatsApp. And on this day, when Adolf Hitler joined the German Workers' Party.
Oh, my God.
Whatever happened to him?
What a dark fact that is. Whatever happened to Adolf Hitler?
It's the first... You know the way we get these things in?
I know,
yeah. They send us in these kind of, you know, little... Did you know kind of things? And that's the first one. Adolf Hitler joined the German Workers' Party. Yeah, whatever happened to him, eh?
Wow.
Anyway, 087-188-0008.
Are there any particular days today? You know, the... Today is...
There is, yeah. I guarantee you, they'll be absolutely ridiculous.
They're always the most ridiculous. We get these each morning. Jim's right. Today is...
Yeah, because today, believe it or not, is... Do you want the full rundown?
Yeah, go on.
Right, it's National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
That's all right. I like that one, yeah.
Independence Day in Cape Verde.
Oh, very good, okay.
The National Day in Saudi Arabia, in Guinea-Bissau.
Great,
and
okay.
In Ethiopia, they're all having their National Days. In Japan, it's Respect for the Aged Day.
Now, Jim.
See that? It's even in Japan, and he got a jibe in about
me. I knew he'd find something.
Unbelievable. Saint Alba's Day.
Right.
Who apparently is the patron saint of wolves.
Wow, okay.
Not the football club. Yeah. The animal.
The patron saint of wolves, FC.
Yeah. And St. Guy's Day, who apparently is the patron saint of horses.
Wow, what an amazing mix-up that is.
There you go.
So there's something to
choose
celebrate.
Choose any of them to celebrate, Michael. Whatever takes your fancy.
Yeah.
You can have them all if you like. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp, I can see loads of them in there already. Top of the morning to you all. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. Big weekend. Big sporting weekend. You were on doing your bit yesterday about the GA.
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was on with Niall Boylan yesterday, yeah. We were chatting about the controversy around Joe Brawley, and it was...
So what is that story? Because, as usual, I completely ignored anything that relates to news and current affairs.
Well, basically, you know the crack with what Joe Brawley said at the halftime analysis.
The referee reference.
Yeah, the referee reference, and that maybe he'd been influenced by the propaganda coming out of Kerry, which was all to do with this. As far as I could see it, it was just like chitter-chatter amongst fans. Riling people up, you know, all
about
the referees.
The referee living in Dublin.
Yeah, he lives in Dublin, sure he'd be biased and all the rest of it. But then Joe Brawley, of course, took it to another level and mentioned it on what would be the Sunday game.
Yeah.
Saturday this time around, he's going to miss out because, there's no kind of... RT haven't come out officially, as far as I know, yet.
And said we've dropped him or whatever.
And said we've burned him because... But he's just not there, which is unusual, because Kieran Whelan and Pat Spillane are there.
Yeah.
But Joe Brawley isn't there. But Niall had...
It'd be great if it turned out he was just at a stag or something.
No, he's
if
come
he
out.
He just decided to... I'm not around that Saturday. I'm going for dinner.
He actually came out with a tweet yesterday to say any Ireland tickets going. I said, I've lost mine. So in fairness to him.
Yeah, inner city and good life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 6:15 on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. Magic Mike in with us. English John the other side of the glass again today for the next couple of days. Although he's going back, isn't he, to the motherland on...
He is, but interestingly...
On Friday.
Interestingly, about English John today, right?
Right.
We reckon he saw... He could have seen a rare animal. He could have a tabloid moment, actually.
Are you serious? Do share.
Totally serious. Now, I don't want this to be, you know, taken out of context or to start a scare story or something.
Right.
But let me tell you, I was walking down the street on the way here to Classic Hits, and at the far end, I saw this creature, okay, really dark fur... Browny black colour. Okay, I'd say about a metre long. Too unkempt to be a cat, and it was just crawling around the street.
Right.
But didn't it crawl under into the builder's yard?
It crawled under into the builder's yard, like you say, yeah.
See, here's the thing,
too unkempt to be a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The description of that was
brilliant.
Fantastic. So we whittled this down, right? And I said, have you ever heard of a koi poo? Do you remember we had a koi poo discussed in the show before?
Yeah, yeah.
He had a look at a koi poo and he thinks it could be it.
Wow.
We could have a rare sizing of a koi poo.
Or
here,
you know
everybody.
What it could be? A dog.
Or a cat.
No, not a dog. Dogs aren't out at 4 a.m.
Anyway, I'm just
dogs
telling you.
Dogs aren't out at 4 a.m. Wow. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
Welcome to inner city Dublin, John.
David Attenborough, the other side of the glass there. This dog was out at 4 in the morning.
Mind you, he did say he was way back. It was dark and he didn't have his glasses on.
Yeah.
But still, he saw a koi poo.
Yeah, that'll have to do. Right, let's get some birthdays on the go for you, Michael.
Let's go.
Not a fantastic selection. You've been a bit unlucky over the last while with some of the selections.
Yeah, I haven't even come close, to be fair. Okay.
Right, this one now, if PJ was doing this now, this would be right up his street because I know this guy is actually one of his favourites.
Okay.
People, like, they say there's delays on flights. Yeah. Delays, really? New York to California in 5 hours. That used to take 30 years to do that. And a bunch of you would die on the way there and have a baby. You'd be a whole different group of people by the time you got there. Now you watch a movie and you take a dump in your home.
Yeah.
Do you know who it is yet?
Is that Louis C.K.?
It is Louis C.K.
Yeah, okay, so I
bit of a controversial figure now, is he?
Yeah, he was up to all sort of messing, wasn't he?
Was that, yeah.
He was a dirty...
What was he doing? Was he flashing and
dirty
stuff?
Dirty beggar, yeah, he was.
Doing things with his willy.
He was doing things with his willy. That's exactly what he was doing then.
Unbelievable.
He was being very bold, very dirty, and he's not a nice man. And he's not funny
either.
Not? No, I don't
is
find
him... Is he not a nice man? No, I mean, is he not a, like, is it a proper... Was he, like, you know, is it a whole kind of... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's not gone full Bill Cosby.
No.
Right.
No, but however, he was doing things now to himself and there.
Oh,
and he
to himself?
Have been doing them to
well,
himself.
If he was doing them to himself...
Well... In front of people, Jim.
Oh, my
hell.
God.
We're not going to give it out this morning now.
Oh,
at 20
my
past
God.
6 in the morning. Although, still technically, it's night time at this
and
stage,
you don't,
isn't
you
it?
Don't think he's funny, no?
I don't think he's funny, no. I by the way, I love stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of my favourite things. I absolutely love it. But I don't think he's brilliant. He's all right.
Yeah.
He's a bit crass for my
liking. He seems to be the kind of stand-up comedian's stand-up comedian, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think
like,
so.
Ricky Gervais loves him.
Now you have it. That's where I first saw him. So I first saw him on a Ricky Gervais video where the two of them were on a private jet or something.
Right.
And in fairness now, it was kind of funny, but it was more because of Ricky Gervais.
Have you seen that one with the four of them? Ricky Gervais, Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock and Louis C.K.?
No, I haven't. No.
Somebody NBC or somebody made it. And they're just literally, it's called Talking Funny or something.
Oh, right.
And they sit around discussing their sort of careers and what, you know, and all that sort
and
of stuff.
And is it funny?
It is actually good.
Is it all right, Jeff?
Yeah.
I think Chris,
I mean, I'm a huge Ricky Gervais fan.
I'm a massive Ricky Gervais fan, and particularly from his radio stuff and all that.
But the one they seem to idolise is Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's mad,
I don't fully kind of... Yeah, I think
he's not that great. I saw Jerry Seinfeld in the flesh and also Chris Rock as well.
Really? Saw them in stand-up?
I saw Jerry Seinfeld on David Letterman. I was in the audience.
Wow.
And I actually did meet Chris Rock. He was in a previous radio station. I was there. And
That's amazing.
Yeah, I said, how are you? And he said, hey, man. That was about the height of it. And I think we bonded ever since.
Well, yeah, he's now like you regard him as a close personal friend.
I don't think he's never forgotten
it. It's like me and Daniel Day-Lewis. We've never met, but we're really close friends.
I know we're not talking about Chris Rock, but he is teeny tiny.
Is he?
Like jockey size.
Oh my God.
He's a little fella, like a little skinny man. You'd never think it off the television.
Wow.
Anyway, the Lucy K guy, yeah, I don't know. PJ might shout more about him. I personally don't think he's that funny. And he's... I was going to say the W word because he actually... But he's about 47.
He's 52, Michael.
Bloody
52.
Really bad at this. Okay.
Right, you were a Game of Thrones fan?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, in Game of Thrones, because I do have to explain this to you because I don't know if you'd know this guy from any other life form, really. But he was in Game of Thrones. He played the part of Theon
Greyjoy. Yeah, Theon Greyjoy.
Alfie Allen, who apparently I was told yesterday is Lily Allen's brother. Is that right?
Yes, I remember that now. Yeah, I remember that being said at the time.
Alfie Allen,
he was...
Which sounds like the most Londoner name anybody could ever have.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah. I don't know
if he is a Londoner, but if you're called Alfie Allen...
You're working...
You know Alfie Allen?
Yeah, I know.
I think you have to be from the East End.
You have to be a street trader. exactly. Or nothing.
Exactly. You should be in EastEnders. You should be.
But he was the most, I mean, if Game of Thrones was a soap, he's the Gale Platt.
Like he was the most. He had everything done to him.
Unlucky man.
Absolutely.
He had his
now,
bits.
There's a man who wouldn't ever be caught doing things to his willy in public because he didn't have it anymore.
He had his bits cut off by your man who was the most horrendous person in a TV show ever. Can you remember his name?
The fellow who took
his bits off.
No.
You can't remember him now?
No.
Anyway, but that fella Greyjoy, to be fair, he went through such horrendous turmoil in Game of Thrones. If you're not a Game of Thrones fan, sorry for boring you, but he had his thing cut off in it, which was horrendous. And he had something written across his chest and he used to call him something and I can't remember what that was now.
Right.
Remember he used to call him a derogatory name?
Yeah. For the beauty of this is there's no way this will ever be a spoiler because neither one of us can remember any of the bloody details.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm sorry, the only spoiler is he has a fantastic role later on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a spoiler. Okay, anyway, I have no idea. I suppose he's in his 20s, I guess. 27?
33.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I'm always like 6 years out.
Right, well, let's go right back then, right for this one.
Okay.
Now, this is actually, I'm kind of thinking this might be before your time. Did you ever see an episode of Dallas?
I did, yeah.
Did you?
Well, I remember it from my childhood, for sure.
Okay, well, that's a start. Sue Ellen, married to JR.
She was the one that killed JR, right?
No.
Who killed you?
It was
who
her sister.
JR?
Her sister shot JR.
Her sister shot JR?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. I'm sort of muddied from CSI.
Sue Ellen, Linda Gray, actress that played Sue Ellen in Dallas.
What? Sorry to all the Dallas fans now and people older than me, but what was it exactly about? Apart from being a ranch and all that, and had JR and all that, like what was the actual general day-to-day plot?
That they were oil barons dealing in sort of, you know, big business and the kind of, you know, the dark dealings of high-level oil baron businessy people.
Okay.
And family begrudgeries and politics and all that.
Okay.
You know what the great stat is that PJ rolls out? Whenever there's a Dallas reference, right, either in CSI or in the birthdays or anything, PJ rolls out this brilliant piece of trivia, which is that these people, right, were oil barons.
Yeah.
So they were multi-millionaire oil barons.
Yeah.
They only had one phone in the house. Everybody, when the phone rang, you had to come down the stairs and answer the phone in the hall. It's a brilliant piece of trivia.
It is, actually, yeah. But I've no idea. She has to be in her 80s, I assume. Or 70s, probably.
70s.
Yeah, 70s. Right, okay. And not massively laid into her 70s. Like,
No, massively laid into her 70s.
Like 79.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah, who said spoon feeding? Who said that? Stop.
One right.
And listen, I'm going to throw this away just because it's a famous name, but I don't know how the heck you could have any idea of, like, any reference point to guess the guy's age. But
okay.
You know Hans Zimmer. You've heard that name, famous name. The man behind...
The musician.
The composer behind Gladiator and The Lion King and Blumen. What else was he?
I don't know because...
Hang on, see, let me find it here. There was definitely Gladiator, there was definitely The Lion King. Dark Knight.
Oh, Dark Knight
Dark
he did
Knight,
as well.
The Batman movie, yeah.
What's the other fella who we're always going on about? John Williams, yeah. It's between him and Hans Zimmer. I have no idea. He has to be in his 60s.
That's it. Go 60, for it.
64. Two. Is he two? Is he 62?
Well, there's no point after I put two fingers up.
I thought you were giving me the two fingers.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one. Thanks, Tara. It's 6:33, of course. And by the way, what's the weather for the weekend looking like? Is there any sort of prediction as to how the weekend weather might look? I'm asking, you know, for a friend.
Are you indeed? I actually haven't really looked.
No, because Tara's looking at the weather.
That's where I was going. My next thing was, had you started kind of ignoring Irish weather now and you're just constantly looking up Greek websites?
Pretty much.
Unbelievable.
What is the weather like in Greece?
About 28 degrees, warm, sunny throughout.
Turn her off, Jim, will you?
A little bit of cloud.
Similar
here
to
and
here,
there.
Is it? Similar
very
to here.
Similar. No, I think the weather actually here for the weekend is going to be good. There was some
Magic
talk.
Mike was telling me yesterday that he thought it was going to be a good weekend weather wise.
I read it yesterday, 21 degrees for the weekend.
Yeah, there was some talk, all right, that we're in for a bit of a heat wave this weekend. I think that's slightly exaggerated now, but I'm actually here.
Look at the begrudgery. The begrudgery in your voice there.
I'm here for the weekend. I'm here for the weekend. Oh. I don't fly out until early next week.
Oh, so you'll be in work?
No. No, when Fantastic. I say here, I mean as in here in the country.
What day do you fly out?
Tuesday.
Right. So like, technically you're available Monday, aren't you?
No.
you need a preparation day, is it?
Yes. I need to have my pre-holiday holiday.
Yeah, because let's face it, if you're going to spend 2 weeks in the sun...
And then when I come home, I'll be having a post-holiday holiday before I come back to work.
Jim, this is outrageous.
It is.
This is outrageous.
Shocking.
Jealousy will get you nowhere. It certainly won't get you on a plane to Greece, that's
no,
for sure.
No, that's true. Did you have a sun holiday this year, Michael?
No, I did not.
Did I have a sun holiday?
Sorry, you were five-starring at last. You were five-starring at last
have
weekend,
you had,
Jim McGain.
Have you had a sun holiday this year, Tara?
three, four, five.
Two belting tunes back-to-back there. Deacon Blue and Real Gone Kid, 80s classic. And ahead of that, one you haven't heard in ages, The Tamperer and Feel It.
What a great tune.
Isn't it? Mind you, to be honest with you, the sample they do of that Jackson's Can You Feel It is... That Jackson's Can You Feel It is still a great song.
Yeah, it's deadly,
from the 70s or something, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I know, still feels fresh and good.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Two belting tunes, the kind of tunes you'll hear, actually, at the next big party, which has only been announced in the last few days. It's happening on the 27th of September. It's Limerick this time. We're off to Icon... nightclub, Icon venue in Denmark Street in Limerick on the 27th of September. Looks like it's going to be an absolutely belting night, in fairness.
Yeah, some great prizes and all.
I've missed a couple of Limerick parties.
Have you?
I've been to one I can remember, but it's just for some reason I seem to have, it feels like we've been to Cork and Galway more. So I'm looking forward to the Limerick gig.
I remember the last Limerick one, actually. It was good crack.
And this is a new venue for us, isn't it?
This is a new venue, Icon Nightclub, so I'll be interested to check that out. But
and
yeah.
It's pretty cool. There's a holiday to be won.
There is, yeah.
That's courtesy of Fly Shannon, I think. And then there's another big prize as well that I read the other day.
Apart from that, this time round, we've gone all in. It's like, before the other parties, it was like, well, dress up if you want, you know what I mean? But this time round, it's all about prizes for best dressed. So an 80s, 90s gear, am I right?
That's it, absolutely.
So does that mean we'll have to dress in gear?
Not at all.
Are you sure now,
Jim? You can wear your normal clothes, which are pretty 80s anyways. To be fair.
I'd be going 90s, full on 90s.
Will you be going full on 90s? Yeah,
I'll come dressed like iced tea or something, yeah. So, I think we'll have to dress up now, Jim. I think you have that little bit wrong.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, anything could happen. But listen, it is going to be a hell of a night. The whole kind of classic hit circus will be rolling into town, rolling into Icon Nightclub in Denmark Street in Limerick, Friday 27th of September. As we say, great prizes on the night. There'll be all sorts of spot prizes. Big holiday to be won, courtesy of Shannon Airport and Fly Shannon. A couple of nibbles, few fizzies, all that sort of shenanigans.
Yeah.
And again, as always, it's like literally free to go. You just text party, or WhatsApp it rather, WhatsApp party to 087-188-0008. You get a reply that says, well done you. You and three of your mates are invited.
And trust us, like, it is madness. Like, if you want just a deadly night out of dancing to amazing tunes and seeing Jim dressed up as an 80s character.
Where was the last one was the Dublin one, was it?
The last one was in Dublin. It was in D2 in Dublin, yeah.
It was very good.
That was mad.
It was rammed.
Yeah. I was emceeing that one, actually, yeah. So I saw all the madness unfold in front of me. For the whole night.
And that's your are you doing a bit of that again this time?
I don't think this time around, no. I think I've been bumped off more than Joe Bradley.
Michael was dropped because of some of his controversial comments while emceeing at the Dublin gig.
Yeah,
he obviously said something about Andy Bad News.
I must have said that's something. What that was. I must have given the wrong result for the jock factor.
By the way, a couple of WhatsApps that are in for us at the moment, just in relation to English John and his strange sighting that he's claiming.
Oh, yes.
And a few people, basically the gist of it is that most people have said if there's a dark, shadowy figure skulking around in the middle of the night acting suspiciously, it can only be Niall Boylan. So Niall Boylan has been pretty much nailed. One person did go for PJ, saying it sounds like PJ lost his swipe card and just getting back into work, but most people but you know what's weird about this is, and it's amazing that it is English John who spotted this,
right?
Because literally on the show only last week, myself and PJ had a story, and it was from one of the, you know, that we were always kind of joking about the English regional newspapers,
yes,
and how you always get that picture of the guy pointing at a wall, or a bus stop, or a tree or something that's causing him offence,
yeah.
And there was this guy apparently who had made a huge deal. It was somewhere in Hull.
That
Oh, right. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
About the Jesus thing, no?
No, no, it was about a cat, but it was
the size of a dog.
It was a bigger than a cat.
Yeah.
And it ran very fast. So me and PJ came to the conclusion it was a bloke out training his dog. That's really it.
Well, I think we've all...
You do have a propensity for blowing these things out of proportion.
I just think my moment has come.
This is it.
Papers, get in touch.
We should actually do that. We should mock up a front page with English John. I saw a shadowy figure over a metre long dark.
It's a fantastic tabloid story.
It is.
You know, it's made the interview, the picture, the everything.
It is. It's all brilliant.
Let's do it.
It's going to happen. Right, listen, all the regular bits and bobs on the way. Hitbit, of course, in about an hour's time. If you fancy getting involved, classichits.ie is always a good place to start. Previous guesses and listen to it as often as you like. Then let us know if you want to play. Playing for a grand, a one for all, 1,000 euro, one for all voucher, courtesy of Savvy Credit Union on the Breakfast Table Quiz. 12 is what you'll need to beat on that. What else is going on? Anything tickling your fancy at the moment?
Yeah, I think we'll have an old chat about famous names, as in people named after famous people, if you know what I mean.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because yesterday loads of this kind of stat,
the Disney
about the amount of kids now named after Disney characters, including like Woody, which is mad. But anyway, we'll talk about that, and also if you've got like a famous name.
Yeah.
Now, not just...
Yeah, no. If you're called George,
and you think
because it's after George Best, George is not necessarily that impressive.
Yeah, but
if you're called Elvis,
I know. But if it is after George Best, tell us the story. But if you're just called George and you just go, ah, yeah, well, you know what I mean. There's loads of famous Georges. That's not what we're looking
King
for.
King George.
Yeah,
yeah.
Georgie Porgy.
But you'll get loads of that. You'll get sort of, yeah, no, I'm called, you know, Brian after Brian May.
Yeah,
yeah, great, like Brian. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
no disrespect,
exactly,
Brian, but
not
you know.
Exactly, fantastic.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, so that and loads more.
If you're called Prince,
now you're talking.
It always reminds me of MTV, that big MTV video.
Oh, yeah.
Love is a Battlefield, Pat Benatar.
Yeah, when MTV was good.
Exactly, when it actually showed music videos.
Yeah,
when it was music television.
It's gone all daft now.
Yeah, big 80s hit, Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. As you can hear, Magic Mike is in with us today. PJ is off filming. Back in action on Monday. And actually, speaking of Monday, to be honest with you, Monday is always a special kind of day. You do the double money Monday and all that sort of stuff. And this Monday coming, Monday 16th of September, Lidl are planning something very special at exactly 8:21 on this coming Monday the 16th. So make sure you tune in for that.
Any idea what it is?
Intriguing, isn't it?
Do you know what it is?
No.
No?
No, not a clue.
Very intrigued by that now.
Yeah. 8:21, exactly. This coming Monday.
Right.
Anyway, Rice, if you want to give us a shout, 0871-88-0008, you can catch us on WhatsApp this morning. In fact, we're actually going to look for you to help us out on something, because the Tara had a little story in the news yesterday that came off the back of Disney, of all things.
Yeah, because apparently Disney-inspired baby names, they're on the rise. Now, obviously, it's been a thing over the years to name children after famous people or characters or whatever, right?
Exactly.
But they're on the rise, and a study found that 18 to 34-year-olds now were most likely to name their child after a Disney character. Now, it's not Disney movies of more recent times. It's the old kind of Disney movies, the old classics, right? So obviously they're back.
Yeah.
All the Lion Kings and the Cinderellas and the whatever, right? So I'll read you some.
Are there lots of kids called Simba?
No. Simba. But I think if I was going to do it, I'd go full on Donald Duck or something.
Would you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to go hard or go home.
I'm fair to say, I'm sure there's plenty of Mickeys out there. Especially in Ireland. There you go.
I am a Mickey.
You are a Mickey yourself.
I am a big Mickey, yes.
Were you named after Michael Mouse?
I wasn't named after Michael Mouse. No, I was named after my father. I was at that kind of...
And was he named after
Irish
Michael
Mouse? I think he was named after his father, whose father was named after Mickey Mouse.
There you go.
But yeah, no, I didn't think there were any mini mouses or any of that, or mini mice.
But you see, wasn't there a thing though? Isn't there a famous, maybe it's urban legend,
right,
of, you know, kids being called like Pocahontas?
No,
I'm telling you.
Well, here, I'll read you some of the ones that are, I'll read you the top 10 very quickly, right?
Right.
Now, I'm confused by this one. The Lion King. Who's Nala in The Lion King?
Nala is the kind of girlfriend, if you like. She's like the female.
Oh, is it?
The female Simba,
what's,
if you want to call
what's
it.
What's the terrifying character in The Lion King?
Scar.
Scar.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I... If I have another child...
Jeremy Irons. Yeah.
I name you Scar.
Scar.
And then...
Actually, Scar speaks a bit like English John.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I will kill you. And then we have Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Ariel?
Now, this is the one that...
You see, the thing about calling a kid Ariel and going, yeah, it's after The Little Mermaid. Yeah, but it's also used to be a soap powder.
Yeah. And also, I mean? It's a thing you use
you're
for your television.
You're named after a detergent and a receptor for television waves.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a little unusual, all right. And then you have this one kind of irked you yesterday. So it's Woody from Toy Story.
Again, unusual.
I kind of like it.
Woody.
A little Woody, yeah. I know it has...
connotations.
I get it,
especially when you know.
Jim, your mind is in the
gutter. I'm just saying.
This week your mind is in the gutter.
See, the difference is, Michael, you've obviously never been bullied in school.
I was.
It's still fresh with me.
Right.
You sent a kid into school called Woody.
Yeah.
He's asking for trouble.
And then there's this one right now. I tell you a story about Frozen. My little one has never seen Frozen.
Right.
Yet Let It Go by Frozen is on in the house an awful lot. Now, it's not a bad tune the first time.
Yeah.
But the 150th time, it's not the best in the world now. But Elsa is one of the most popular.
That's nice. Elsa's nice.
Yeah. Does everyone want to be like, let it go, Elsa.
Oh, yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
That'll happen for the rest
That's
of your life.
That's true, yeah.
Let it go. Tiana, Princess and the Frog.
Tiana?
No, that's not the full name now. Tiana, Princess of the Frog.
Yeah. I was just going to say, no. You're going to call... Whatever, I mean, I thought Woody was bad. If you're going to call your kid Princess of the Frog...
Princess and the Frog.
Princess and the Frog.
Tiana.
Which one are you? Are you... listen. Princess, take your brother Frog and bring him to school, I said.
The name's Frog.
Yeah.
Tiana, Princess and the Frog. And then there's... wait, now Minnie. Where would you say Minnie's from?
That's got to be Minnie Mouse.
Well, it's not. Apparently it's from Steamboat Willie. from 1928. It's going
back
a while.
But Minnie Mouse is in that. It's Mickey and Minnie Mouse, Steamboat Willie.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I didn't know that. Now that's lost. Sorry, now. Cheaper. Sorry, I don't go back to 1928 like yourself, Jim.
Oh, it's a classic at all.
Really, is it? Sorry, that's totally lost to me.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of like black and white jobs.
And then there's from Toy Story 2, there's Jessie, which is the little cow.
Jessie's kind of cool.
Cowgirl, that's a good name, yeah. There's Belle from Beauty and the Beast, that's a nice name as well.
Yeah.
Now we're into sort
of. But mind you, again, you see Belle. You think of it in the connotations, beautiful princess, beautiful name for a lovely little girl.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're in Dublin and it's Ding Dong. And
So you're definitely going to become Ding Dong, aren't you?
Yeah, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah.
So like if you were Belle Hogan, you'd be Ding Dong Hogan before you...
you'd be Ding Dong Hogan before you know it. And then there's, this is an unusual one now, from Toy Story as well, Rex is another one. Now, when I hear Rex, I hear a dog. I'm sorry.
Do That's, you?
Yeah, yeah, I do, yeah. I just hear a dog when I hear Rex. And then the number one Disney-inspired name is Jasmine. Now, I don't want to be bad here.
Yeah.
But to me, that's Jasmine!
Right.
Come in for your dinner!
No. Right.
There's that bad... That's... I apologise to any Jasmine's listening, but I'm just saying that's what I hear. But that's the number one most
Jasmine
Disney inspired name. Cool. So we're going in search of, I suppose.
Yeah, well,
movie inspired.
That's the kid stuff that you know came out of Disney. But we're just curious about if it's not Disney, if it's something else. For example, I mean, is there somebody out there who is genuinely called Elvis?
I would guarantee.
Do you know what I mean?
I guarantee there is someone out there called Elvis.
I mean, it's unlikely there's somebody out there called. Although there could be somebody called Madonna.
There might be.
You know, and I'm serious. From the point of view of, you know, the whole Virgin Mary thing.
Yeah.
We're in good old Catholic Ireland.
Yeah.
There could be the Madonna out there.
I did know a fella many years
ago. Hang on a second. Sorry, I have to find out why Tara is laughing so much. Are you casting aspersions?
I don't personally know any Madonnas, but I suspect you might be right.
I think there's a Madonna out there somewhere. Do you know anybody unusually named, Tara, just out of curiosity? Like, is Tara, is that after anybody, is there a famous Tara?
No.
Other than the train station?
Or the otter?
No, if you were to listen to my mother, I was named the what?
Tara the otter. Oh, Tarka, sorry. It was Tarka. Sorry. Never mind, carry on.
No, if you were to listen to my mother, I'm named after the hill in County Meath and the high...
That's
and all that,
well, that's not the worst thing.
If you were
to
listen to what my father used to say, I was named after a box of chocolates, apparently.
What?
Called Tara?
Yeah, there used to be a box of chocolates apparently in the 60s and 70s called Tara Chocolates.
And
then another relative reckons that in actual fact I was named after the hotel that used to be out in...
wow. We all know why that is.
Tara Towers, yeah. Because my parents used to go there for an apple tart and a cup of tea every once in a while. But the most unusual name
that would be amazing.
What? Named after a hotel?
If you were conceived.
Yeah, in Tara Towers.
So you'd be like Brooklyn Beckham.
I christen you
Tara Towers.
An apple tart and cream and a cup of tea is far removed from conceiving me in the hotel gym. The most unusual name I know, and I know a few of them.
Right.
And they would be children who would go to school with my children. And the most unusual one, I know two of them in actual fact, and they're Nevaehs.
Nevaeh?
Yes, it's heaven spelt backwards.
Oh, wow, that's deep. That is very deep.
Yep, there you go.
No Nevaeh. Pocahontas, no?
No, no Pocahontas. No.
No Woodies.
No Woodies. Oh, there might actually be an Elle Woody.
Yeah.
Steady.
I used to know a fella called Michael Jackson, but I don't think he was. I don't think, anyway, they stuck the name on because of Michael Jackson.
No.
Because
somebody has texted in already that they do genuinely know a John Lennon. But I mean, that is somebody. Lennon is both of those names are quite common, to be fair.
Well, they are. But think about it, though. If your second name is Lennon and you have a baby, you're not going to go John and then afterwards go, oh, bloody hell.
I never thought
of your man John Lennon.
Yeah, yeah.
The same with
and
Jackson.
That's really kind of weird because next door, the McCartneys have just called their lad Paul. Let us know. Get us on the WhatsApp. Yeah, George Michael of Freedom 90 here at Classic Hits 7:23. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Magic Mike is in with us. 087-188-0008. We found some Elvises.
Yeah.
Haven't found a Madonna yet, I don't think. But we'll tell you all about it. Keep them coming. If you do know somebody who is named unusually after a celebrity, and you know what I mean, as in... And we've also found, and I told you we would, we found a couple of Pocahontas.
Yeah, and we found something close to a Madonna, by the way.
Really?
Kind of, yeah.
Right, keep them coming in. We might offer an ugly mug for this if we can find somebody, you know, who knows, might randomly award an Elvis or a Madonna an ugly mug, who knows. 087-188-0008, let us know on WhatsApp. Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground, just 21 minutes to 8 o'clock, hit bid on the way for that €680. If you fancy it, 087-188-0008 to have a bash. Also, thank you so much for all of the WhatsApps in about the names after celebrities. Now, sort of unusual names after celebrities, right? With the greatest respect, you know, if you're called Brian after Brian May or George after George Best or Michael after Michael Jackson, I mean, fair play to you.
Fair play to you, yeah.
But it's not kind of unusual, right?
Not really, no.
And I tell you what's really interesting. We posed the question because we thought it would be genuinely unusual to find, say, for example, an Elvis. Well, my God! We are coming down with Elvises.
It's mad. There's so many Elvises in the country.
There's loads of them all over the place. There's an Elvis in my school from Onan Cork.
There you go.
That's at least one. I'll go through more of them. Somebody says, look up Elvis in Drogheda. I don't know what the significance of that is.
I did look that up and I won't repeat it.
By the way, can I just mention that Super Spark says that he wanted to call his son Optimus Prime.
Come on, that's a bit rough.
That's shocking.
That's shocking.
Tony in Dublin says he went to school with a lad called Bosco, who I'm assuming was
named after.
That might have predated the Bosco, because like this, right?
But like, is Bosco not more of a nickname than it is an actual name?
Well, that's true as well, yeah. But listen, check this out, right? Because we have a Jasmine. You know the way you were saying Jasmine was the number one name
that was
from Disney movies. But this Jasmine predates.
The Aladdin movie.
The Aladdin movie, Jasmine. Wow. Or at least so she says. Because she says, my name is Jasmine. I was born before the movie was released in 1992. So don't know where they got the name from. But then I named my son Axel.
As in after Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Like Axel Rose.
Yeah, Axel Rose, yeah.
Axel Rose, yeah. That's a great name. I like that name. Never thought of that, actually. I should have called my son Axel.
Also, somebody else saying, I worked with an Elvis for 8 years.
Right.
I came in from Deirdre. My brother-in-law has Elvis in his name from Margaret in Dunlea, I was going to say. Margaret Dunlea in Fromoy. It's not his first name now, but it's in his name.
And
it was because his mother-in-law, Margaret's mother-in-law was
a fan of Elvis.
Was a serious Elvis fan.
Now, do you think anybody called Elvis or has any association with Elvis in their name despises Elvis music? Like a camping,
As a result,
because they're just going to get that's it. They're going to get Elvis puns for the rest
forever.
Of their lives.
Yeah. And also, we did mention this as well. Somebody says in the Rotunda 15 years ago, and the lady two rooms down did call her baby Pocahontas.
Stop.
And that's not the only one we've had in.
Pocahontas.
Yeah. Somebody else saying that Damien Duff's eldest son is called Woody. Is that true?
Did not know that. I will check it out for you.
And also, there's one I'm trying to find, and it seems to be escaping me, but at the moment, and I have to track it down because literally, there's somebody who says that their sister's name is Madonna, right?
Right.
To the point where, like, she actually had to tell a guard once that her name was Madonna, and he laughed in her face.
Of course, he did.
Right. She actually used to use just the name Donna to avoid saying it.
Yeah.
And then, literally, this person who's texted in has said that they only found out that her sister, Madonna, has a friend called...
Madonna?
No. Elvis.
Flip off.
So
Madonna and
Elvis...
If
that is true, and Madonna and Elvis go out and have a jar...
That's brilliant.
That would be amazing.
They could definitely make some money off that. You need to capitalise on it.
That is incredible, isn't it?
By the way, the Woody Duff thing is true.
Is it?
That might be the greatest Irish name, Woody Duff.
Woody
Duff. That's Damien Duff's young fella's name. Woody Duff. Woody Duff.
That's fantastic.
It's a great little name. I like that, actually.
By the way, I want to mention this because, again, it might be untrue, but Mike, funnily enough, came out with a little anecdote while we were talking about this. But somebody has texted in. Anne has texted in to say, years ago, I worked with a woman whose husband worked with a man called Ben Dover.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, whether that's true or not...
I don't know. I had a teacher called Annette Curtin.
And that's why I mentioned it, because you claim that is genuine.
It
you
is genuinely genuine. Had that was her name, Miss Curtin.
A teacher called Annette Curtin.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was a French teacher, Annette Curtin, yeah. Yeah, and I don't think I wouldn't imagine her parents were trying to be funny. I don't think they loved Annette Curtin or anything.
Right.
But, there's a few... Are there any in about Star Wars... Luke's and...
You see, Luke again is quite a... Because there's the great Luke Kelly and... So you got a lot of Lukes.
I was pretty sure there were a lot of Leias.
Went to school with a Luke who was genuinely named after Luke Kelly because it was his uncle.
Oh, it was after Luke Kelly because it was his uncle. Deadly. But it's not Leias as well. There certainly were a lot of Leias before.
Leia.
But now they're just the health service.
Yeah, I was just going to say now they're named after the...
the health service.
My neighbour is Christy Brown. You see, again, Christy and Brown, they're kind of both fairly kind of,
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Elvis. Nothing special about it. Just a name, says Elvis from Leap in County Cork.
Does he leave a second name just as a matter of interest? I just want to see what the second name is.
He doesn't specify.
Can you not go into it, no?
No.
Send us in your second name. I just want to see what the full name
is. Let's see if it's on his profile, no? No, Elvis.
Yeah, but it does say Elvis on his profile, so he definitely is Elvis.
The genuine article. So that's what we're on the lookout for, right? We'll go through, English John will be on the case as well. We'll get him to scroll through all of these in case there's any other interesting ones that we missed. But it's that sort of stuff. If you've got a name, an interesting name that is as a result of a celebrity of some sort, movie star or a pop star or whatever it happens to be, right? Let us know, will you? 087-188-0008.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
That was a very sustained... That was very... not sustained. What's the word I'm looking for? Kind of, you held back a bit there.
I did, because, and I'll tell you why.
Right.
I'll be honest, I forgot.
Right.
I was looking at something on the internet, and then you looked at me, and
I think you should go for one choir boy style at some stage.
Like, high pitch? Like,
yeah, go full falsetto.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. I can still hold an L note high.
That'll be worth having a go at.
Okay, challenge accepted. I'll do that tomorrow.
Excellent. Right, it is time for the Hit Bit. It's time for you to tell us what bit of a hit is this bit from... There we go.
It is a famous hit. And you're right, there is more in it than previous hit bits. So that's probably why it's so blooming popular at the moment. And it's popular with Tara Walsh as well in County Galway. How are you, Tara?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Are you named after the hill of Tara, like our Tara?
I say yes. Yes, I take that.
Why not?
Or have you ever heard of a box of chocolates or sweets or something called Tara? Because she maintains they existed back in the day.
Oh, God, no, I've never seen or even heard of them.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. I think she's making it up, to be honest with you.
Or the Tara Hotel, of course, yeah. Anyway, what are you up to this Thursday? Forgetting me days.
Literally en route to work. I'm pulled over now to the side of the road. But
okay.
I'm...
Do you do anything exciting?
Did I do anything?
No, do no. you? Is your job, like, are you an undercover spy or anything?
No, not than I own. No, I am medical product builder.
So that'll I'm do. Hungry. That sounds. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds so impressive. I'm going to just leave it there because I'll just show my ignorance.
I'm sure it's as exciting as a spy, isn't it? Right then, what is your guess for the hit bit? £680 on the line.
I was thinking it was Jive Talking by the Bee Gees.
Jive Talking, the Bee Gees. Yeah, come on, I haven't heard that in ages.
Yeah,
some
no,
reason.
I
right.
Now, is this good news or is it a tragedy?
Sweet Lord.
It is a tragedy for you, Tara. It is wrong.
Wow.
No worries, guys. Thanks so much.
Tara, have a great day. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right then, up next we have, let me see, who have we got at all? We've got Sean Barrett in County Cork. Morning to you, Sean.
Morning.
Morning to you. Three mornings. Have you seen our PJ around, no?
No. I'm down in Cove. I haven't had a chance to get up there.
I tell you what, PJ, you know the way he goes on, he moans in here about the fact that I don't get holidays, I only go to work.
Yeah.
Check out his Instagram now.
All over the shop, is he?
Gallivanting. That's all I'll say now.
All right.
Put it this way, doesn't look like work to me.
Yeah.
Anywho, what's your guess, Sean?
My daughter's guess is Will Smith's theme from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Right. A TV theme tune. Yeah, actually, there's no reason why. Of course, he made that into a single, didn't he, anyway, really? It became a song in its own right. Exactly.
We have never had a TV theme tune as a guest before, so this is an interesting one. This is a curveball.
Right.
I suppose £680 would be good for you. Like, everybody's on that pursuit everybody's on that pursuit of happiness to win the cash. Like, this is weak.
Yeah.
This is weak. I'm giving up on this one.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Oh, bugger. I'll tell her.
Take care of yourself, Sean. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye now. Right, bye-bye. So that's the two more that you can add to the list. Not Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Or not Bee Gees' Jive Talking.
Right.
Did you like the Pursuit of Happiness thing?
It was subtle. I'll give you that, Michael. It was subtle.
Great. I'm not even happy with that one.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Share and Believe here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Actually, I wonder have we found any shares.
Yeah, well, no shares in so far.
We'll have to have a look for that. Yeah. Anyway, as you can hear, Magic Mike is with us because PJ's still filming over the next couple of days, although he does promise he will be back in action from next Monday and that when he's back on Monday, that's it. Maintains that's it. Now, he's in for the long haul. That's what he claims.
Well, that's what it has to be because the TV show is going out very soon. So he has to be back.
Right.
You would think.
So that's the plan. PJ back on Monday. And actually, speaking of Monday, something very special on Monday. It'll be around this time, a little bit later than this on Monday, right? Lidl are planning something very special for exactly 8:21 on Monday morning.
This has me very intrigued now, I have to say. I've no idea what's happening.
Make sure you tune in. I must tune in myself.
Yeah, I must listen in myself. Actually, yeah. I don't listen often enough.
Well, who are you telling? So yeah, it's interesting. Make sure you tune in for that. Lidl planning something very special this coming Monday, the 16th at 8:21 a.m. Interesting stuff. Right, speaking of interesting stuff, English John has joined us in studio as well. Because what?
That was very nice.
Yeah, look,
nice
it was just it, I used it for a link. You're not interesting at all.
Oh,
the
that's more like it.
We've been having unbelievable response on WhatsApp.
It's incredible.
I didn't see this happening, did you?
Didn't see this happening at all. I didn't even think we'd get an Elvis. But apparently there are loads of Elvises around the place. Yeah,
we're coming down with Elvises. Because we went in search of people. There was a story yesterday about people being named after Disney characters. Jasmine came out as the number one or whatever.
Yeah.
And Mike and myself then started wondering about just general sort of celebrities and people named after. And the more unusual end. Because as we mentioned, things like if you're named George because of George Best, great by all means, more power to you. Mm-hmm. But it's not a really unusual name.
Not really, no.
But lo and behold, we found Elvises, Madonna.
We've had a Madonna who knows an Elvis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I think is amazing. There's a Madonna and an Elvis out there that are friends.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
They should get married.
They should.
Yeah. It'd be the best wedding ever.
We've had all sorts of stuff as well. And I tell you, this is fabulous.
Okay.
Somebody's texting to say, we named my son Kal-El. Kal for short. Which... if there's Superman aficionados out there, will know that Kal-El is Superman's real name. He's known as Clark Kent on Earth.
Yeah, I would have thought it was Clark Kent there, but you know more
but
than
his,
me.
But his actual, from his original planet, he's known as Kal-El, and that's what they called him. And apparently when he was very small, and she'd be bringing him for a walk or going to the post office or whatever, and, you know, Elwins would kind of go, oh, God, oh, Lord, isn't he lovely? Oh, God, what's his name, Kal-El? Oh, God, now what, is that Arabic, is it, or something? And she'd say, no, it's Kryptonian.
Kryptonian.
Which is fabulous. Anyway, listen, so English John's been scanning all of your WhatsApps. Thank you for them all on 087-188-0008. And you found a few belters, yeah?
Yeah, so these are just some of the WhatsApps that have been coming in. And kicking off with the Elvis theme, actually, because as you said, a lot of the people called Elvis out there, we were surprised. And specifically, this is Jane in Skibbereen. She says that she knows three people named Elvis just in Skibbereen, okay?
That's not true.
How big is Skibbereen?
Skibbereen is a small town.
It's the Elvis capital of Ireland, clearly.
Three Elvises in Skibbereen in County Cork.
Three of them. It's like
they're going to have to rename Skibbereen. It's going to have to become Graceland or something. Yeah. Elvises.
Wow, that's amazing. Right. Oh,
that's bizarre. We'll have to get to the bottom of that. Anyway, go on.
Yeah.
So we've got somebody named Loretta after Loretta Lynn.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Old country music star, Mike.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for that.
The expression that wafted across Mike's face of, who the hell is that?
I just go, oh. Right.
Wesley after Wesley Crusher.
Okay.
Is that more your...
Wow, an actual Star Trek one.
Mm, yeah. And then we have a listener called Sinead, who's going to be marrying an O'Connor.
Okay.
She'll become Sinead O'Connor.
Mm. Sinead O'Connor. Sorry, the penny drops a little after both of you.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Right, I don't know how far away you're sitting
Mike's
from
on
Mike,
a, yeah.
But it's like there's a time delay.
Yeah, he's listening on AM, actually. Now, apparently in Mallow, we're aware of a Tina Turner.
Stop it.
Who's currently live and about in Mallow.
Called Tina Turner.
Called Tina Turner.
What is it
amazing.
About Cork,
what is it
and
about
their,
Cork
and their rock stars?
Yeah. what else? Now, some of these are verging into the funny name territory, but I have to give a shout out to a gentleman called Johnny Christmas.
Of course Grant. You do. Yeah. Of course you do, yeah. Not name. I don't know if that was ever a celebrity. Probably, was there a movie with a Johnny Christmas in it?
No, with Johnny Christmas Hates Christmas.
That's not good. But anybody called Johnny Christmas who wants a shout out on this show is going straight to the top.
Can I just point this out? I don't know if you have it on your list, John, but and this couldn't possibly be true, but if it is, I am beyond... I think it actually... God, you know something? I'm going to take that back. I think this is true. I think... somebody claims they're called D'Artagnan. Because their mum loved Michael York in the 80s.
Are you serious?
Michael York, who played D'Artagnan in the movie.
That can't
the Three
be
Musketeers.
True. That can't be true.
D'Artagnan Hinks in Cork.
My God.
What is it with Cork? Anyway, sorry, John.
There is a Cork theme coming in here. Yes, definitely. Apparently, we've got a Christy Brown...
Right, yeah, we had a few of those in the text, actually. I think there's a few Christy Browns doing the rounds.
Yeah.
And I suppose this is a celebrity shout-out of sorts. A Ronald McDonald.
Wow.
Now, is it named after the clown,
though? You named after...
After... I doubt it.
Do they predate the clown?
I doubt it. Ronnie McDonald, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
And one more. This is a very modern, to be named after a celebrity. And I'm not entirely sure. We've had a lot of WhatsApps coming through. It's hard to tell straight away which are true, which are jokers, who's trying to make a fool out of me on the radio. But this one, I think, might be real, okay? A daughter named Echo.
Okay.
Echo. After the Amazon, the smart speaker thing.
The Amazon Echo?
Yeah.
They called their daughter after a piece of technology.
Well, it's like a human, isn't it?
Wow, we're into new territory here, lads.
Echo.
Just think that's...
Oh, my God. I mean, that lends itself to a lot of...
It does, yeah.
Yeah. It's because, if you have to
You're
call
just got to get them to do tasks all the time.
Absolutely. If you have to call her in... Echo!
Echo!
Echo! Echo!
Echo. Yeah, but there's that too, yeah. That's brilliant. After technology.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible. Listen, if you can top any of those, 087-188-0008. And by the way, we did get, we haven't called them out, but we did get lots of the, Mike is adamant, he genuinely had a teacher called Annette Curtin.
I did have a teacher called Annette Curtin.
And there is, the bend over one you said
now
is
I'm,
verified.
Yes, I'm moving into verifying these, so I can confirm. But I've been on Facebook.
What's the plumber one, though? Because that's my favourite one.
The plumber is, this was somebody in London who was working for the waterworks. Yes, the plumber's called Lee King.
Lee King. Lee King.
I think someone's working, having us on there
working
now.
For the waterworks in London.
I've been on Facebook, I've verified it.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yes.
Unreal. Listen, folks, thanks a million. We'll pick one of those, we'll hand out an ugly mug. We'll have to wrap it up, I think, at that. But it's a shame because there's some belters in there.
Oh, I love it. That's brilliant.
Lee King. Fabulous. Yeah, Super Tramp and Give a Little Bit here at Classic Hits, almost 8:22. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Magic Mike, of course, in with us today. And the whole Lee King thing has started a whole new trend of people texting in weird sort of names. And people are saying, somebody claims they knew a guy, his actual name was Andy Stamp, and he called his daughter Penny.
This opens a whole new can of worms.
Yeah.
We got the half has been on to me to say, that she knows a Merry Christmas, right?
Merry Christmas!
But it wasn't anything to do with her parents.
Right.
Because she married into the Christmas family. I swear to God.
She was Mary. And she married Mr. Christmas.
She married Mr. Christmas.
Brilliant.
I'm sure she was like, I don't know about this now. Yeah, yeah. I love you and all.
I may have to keep my own name.
I can't be Merry Christmas.
And can I just give kudos to the person who texted in? Let me just see if I can get their actual name. To the person who texted in, I think it was Derek. Derek Murray, he texted in to say, I named my son Dave after Rodney from Only Fools and Horses.
No way!
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair, song that has just brought Magic Mike back to his days of spinning the wheels of steel.
On the decks.
Where
Magic
was
Mike.
It?
Heat Nightclub in Enfield.
Oh, what a... I may tell you. May as well have been in Ibiza.
Not sure if it's still around anymore, yeah. But...
And by the way, the song that includes the term percolating.
Yeah.
Which... was a big bone of contention around these parts for a while. Nobody would believe me that there would be a song with percolating as a lyric.
Yeah.
Well, Mary J. Blige.
You have found
it. Made it happen. We've got a breakfast table quiz on the way. 087-188-0008. If you fancy having a bash, if you think you can beat 12, a grand could be yours. A €1,000 one for all voucher, courtesy of Savvy Credit Union. But as you may have heard with Tara in the headlines earlier on, there may be an opportunity for life after this one. Nice. Certainly after this planet, anyway.
Well, of course, it's the big talk at the moment, isn't it?
Mm.
Because as far as everyone's concerned, the Earth is not looking in great shape at the moment. So we need to find somewhere else to go, Jim.
Yeah.
We think we found it. Although maybe not. Have a listen. That's not what the scientists said. But they said they found a new planet called an exoplanet. So an exoplanet is one of these planets outside our solar system. But they can't really look at them through a telescope. Like, they just see... like an image,
right?
And they see colours and all the rest of it. Anyway, scientists have discovered the first planet which has both water and temperatures to support life as we know it.
Oh.
You're thinking to yourself, that's it, I'm off, right?
So could we be actually, you know, getting a phone call from the man himself?
Well,
E.T., might be letting us know, listen, I've been up here.
Now,
100 million light years away or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, speaking about 100 million light years away, it's going to take you quite some time to get there. So you know the way if you take a long haul flight or whatever, it takes you, what's the maximum you've ever done? About 16, 17 hours, I think, at a plane.
Yeah, well, normally they say what? I mean, I suppose with the waiting around in airports and stuff, maybe they might say 24 hours to get kind of to certain parts of, I don't know, Oz or somewhere.
How would you feel about being on a rocket for 2.2 million years?
Is there snacks?
Are there movies?
Yeah.
You'd need a fair few movies.
What's the food like?
Yeah. 110 light years away it is.
Oh my God.
Right, it's called...
But that's the equivalent of 2 million years, isn't it?
2.2 million years to get there. If you wanted to go at the fastest speed you can possibly go in the New Horizons probe, one of the fastest ever, at 58,536 kilometres per hour. Pew!
It still would take you 2 million years.
It'd still take you 2 million years. So a plane ain't going to do it. A rocket ain't going to do it. You'd have to go on a probe on your own.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know, right?
And be well and truly deaded when you got there.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I know. We're striving to live longer.
So what you're saying is, well, it's not really going to suit us, Michael.
It's not really going to suit us. Also, it's called K2-18B. I think we need to change that name if we're going to try create a plantation there. And also, it kind of gets a little bit more depressing because I don't know why they're so majorly excited about this. Because not only will it take you so long to get there, they're going mad about the fact that there's water. I agree. We all need water. That's fine. But it's covered. They reckon it's around half covered in oceans, which means, of course, there's a lot of rain on it. And that's what
good
they said
point.
As well. They've seen rain. They haven't seen rain, but they believe with the whole thing and the thing and the water and the vapor.
So it's a giant Ireland.
So it's a giant Ireland, basically.
Where it rains a lot.
It's two times the size of our planet, and it rains a hell of a lot, and it'll take you a long time to get there. I don't know. I think I'll just take
I know. It's hard necessarily to get excited about that.
I think I'll take my chances here.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, right? Now, this might suit you. It only takes it 33 days to orbit the star. Which essentially means that, if I'm right in saying, that a year is 33 days, which is the equivalent of around a month.
Wow, so you'd be 12 times older.
So, if you were 10 years of age, you'd work out mathematically that you'd be about 120.
Wow.
If you were to go on human years. And a dog. Forget about that one. But you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Would you like to go there?
So, yeah, I get it. It's hard to get excited about something that you'll never see because it's way too far to get there.
But I suppose the exciting thing is that there could be aliens.
Can you do a stopover? You know what I mean? You know the way, like, sometimes if you're going to Australia, you might stop in, I don't know,
like
Hong Kong or something.
Yeah, it's like do a stopover in Neptune or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Is there like, you know, have we sorted Mars out or anything yet? No?
We haven't sorted Mars out yet. No, we haven't sorted anything. You can't go to Jupiter. You can't go to Saturn.
Is there an Apple Green or anything between here and there?
There might be one on Neptune. Yeah,
you services.
Try that out.
They're
on the way,
quite good,
yeah.
To be fair.
But there might be other life there. It'll just be a load of people with umbrellas, depressed, yeah. Going, "What do you want to be here for?"
That's actually, well, that's the thing, yeah. Maybe in fairness, with it being like a giant island where it rains all the time, it'll be a whole load of aliens talking about the weather. Never stops fucking raining.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You get there. Well, the one thing I don't have to do is talk about the weather anymore. Yeah. Oh, for God's sake. Can't escape this country.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, so here's the deal with Savvy Credit Union. You don't have to save for a certain amount of time before you can borrow if you're a member of Savvy Credit Union, or you don't have to be limited to a certain borrowing amount based on your savings. Just a couple of the perks that go along with being a member of Savvy Credit Union, who are now celebrating their second birthday in the IFSC in Dublin Docklands. Proudly serving the Dublin Docklands, they want you to get smart, get savvy, and see savvy.ie. So if you're looking for any sort of a loan, car, holiday, education, healthcare, whatever it happens to be, if you become a member, you can actually apply for it on the same day. And of course, you don't have to be exclusively a member of just one credit union. You can be a member of multiple ones.
Deadly. I wonder, are there any people over in Japan at the moment with an old credit union loan?
I'll tell you something. There'll be, yeah, you better believe it. The old Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, isn't that what people do?
Yeah. Say that was a big one. So €1,000, one for all voucher, courtesy of Savvy Credit Union, is what we have for you. If, at the moment, at least, you can beat a score of 12.
Right then, the person going to try beat that 12 is Michael Goss in Dublin. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, lads. How's it going?
Not too bad
good,
at all.
Michael.
What are you up to this Thursday morning, Michael?
What am I doing? I've just put the kettle on for my morning tea, so I'm about to start
yeah,
work.
Quality.
Now
quality.
You're talking.
Is that morning tea before work, or are you still at home, or what?
No, morning tea before work. I'm actually in the office. I'm not too far from your credit union friends there in Dublin 1. So
oh, right. Okay, so you're around the IFSC kind of neck of the woods, eh?
Yeah, I'm not too far from there.
Happy
yeah.
days, right,
good
okay.
Stuff. You're only across the Liffey from us, so.
Yep.
Right then, are you ready? No, is he across the Liffey?
He's up the Liffey.
He's
isn't
here,
he?
Is he?
Yeah, he's on the same side.
I'm on the north.
He's on the same side as us.
Is he on the same side
yeah,
as us?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
credit union is on the opposite side to us.
Oh, no.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I think you're fine. I'm right. Now, you're ready to beat the 12.
We'll give it a shot.
All right.
I tell you, good luck with this, Michael, because our Michael doesn't know what's going on, to be perfectly honest with you. So I tell you, you might be flying solo here. You might have to make up the questions as well as answer them. But anyway, listen, we get 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck. We're looking for at least 13 from you, Michael, if you can manage that. Hopefully even more. You ready to go?
Sure, yeah.
Best of luck. Here we go.
Who plays the male lead in the film Notting Hill?
Hugh Grant.
Chicago is the city in what American state?
Illinois.
Which author created the literary character Bilbo Baggins?
J.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, with whom did Kylie Minogue duet on the song Especially For You?
Jason Donovan.
The Lost World is the follow-up to which Steven Spielberg film?
Jurassic Park.
What K is the Turkish word for roast meat?
Kebab.
Yeah, the Wimbledon Tennis Championship are played in which UK city?
London.
Which Premiership football team have their home ground at Old Trafford?
Manchester United.
Who plays the lead role in the Austin Powers films?
Mike Myers.
In sport, is the distance of the Dublin Marathon just under or over 26 miles?
Just over.
What does the OR stand for in the computing acronym RAM?
Random.
What is the wine sake made from?
Grape.
Right, yeah. Complete the title of the Matt Damon film The Talented Mister?
Ripley.
Of which country is Bucharest the capital?
Romania.
Dr. Watson was a friend of which fictional detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes!
Whoa.
Well done indeed.
Did he get, there was one I was confused.
I think I was going to go to English John for a verification on it, but I think you might have said grape as opposed to rice.
Grape, yeah,
right.
Right, yeah, it's rice.
So it's
rice,
actually, rice for sake. But I tell you something, I don't think that's going to make a difference. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well done.
Out of the water. I tell you something, you weren't, I mean, literally, the rice thing was the only one you got wrong.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
That was an amazing run. Fair play to you. Fair play to you. That'll be hard beat now tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow. Cheers, boys.
Only one day left to do it, and 14 is a blooming good score. You could be pocketing that €1,000 one for all voucher, Michael. Well done, you.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Listen, have a good day. Thanks for having a bash.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, man.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.